I was curious to see, because you know how things change from one place to another.
Yeah, and you just want, yeah, you did tell me that yesterday. No, I said, well, I hope it doesn't happen again this year. Something like that, see?
What do you call the things up in the sky, the big white things?
Clouds.
And what would you call a day like today? The sunshine and there's not a cloud in the sky. What do you call?
Well, I'll tell you what I couldn't tell you how to spell it in Spanish, but this would be can't think of the name except my mind in Spanish. I can't think of it. I'm thinking of the summertime, the stormy weather, whatever. What did you ask me? What was your question?
Well, like today you say, well, today is what kind of day?
Oh, I know there's a word that I would use.
What would you
say? Not a word crazy. Really, the weather can't make up its mind or something like that. But there is something else you'd use, but I can't think of it.
What would you say if it was just a... beautiful, the wind wasn't blowing, the sun was shining.
Oh, isn't this a perfect, gorgeous day?
And what about the opposite kind of day, when it's not when it's raining, but when the clouds are over and it's just sort of
and it's funny, it can't come to my mind what I would say.
Well, you know, if it's just not a very pleasant day to be outside, you say, well, isn't this
you can say a horrible day. Is that it?
Was that what you said? Would you ever say that like it was a gloomy day or?
Yes, definitely so. Mm-hmm. It's a gloomy day, that's right. Or a horrible day or...
Would that be the same thing? A gloomy day and a horrible day?
Oh, yes, you know why, a gloomy day, which it would be a gloomy day. Yeah, we use that word gloomy down here. You're right, uh-huh.
Well, what about if it was a gorgeous day, but then suddenly the clouds started coming out, and you know it was getting dark and colder.
Well, the weather can't make up its mind. What it's going to do today? Maybe I just would say that. Weather can't make up its mind. What it's going to do today?
Would you ever say the weather's threatening or changing? Or
yes, we use that word frequently. The weather's changing. Are we going to have another? The weather's going to change. We're going to have another. And we'd say that it's threatening. But we're going to have a threatening day today. And it could rain, and it could, because we don't have snow. But we use the word threatening. Yes, we certainly do.
What about if it was a terrible day? A horrible day outside.
Winter day, blustery day.
And then, all of a sudden, the clouds started to go away, the sun started to come out. You'd say, well, the weather, it's been cloudy, but now the weather is...
Oh, the weather has changed. You all knew that? The weather has changed. I think we really talk more or less the same things. Of course, they said different places you go, they have different expressions, you know. And we don't have to worry about snow. Once in a while we have ice.
Do you ever have a rain that when you have
just
a lot
poured.
Of rain, and then just for a little time, doesn't last long?
It doesn't last long. What I said, we just had showers.
Yeah. Even if it's a lot of rain?
And a lot of rain, but it just poured.
Well, if it poured for just a little while, maybe an hour or so, would you say that was a shower?
Yes, definitely so.
Well, what do you call the kind of weather that I know you have down here sometimes when there's lightning and popping, you know, outside?
Well, I would say stormy weather. Stormy weather.